This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. When it comes to the Super Bowl, the game and halftime show are not the only thing that have people talking. It's also the commercials. Joining me to give insight on Super Bowl 54 commercials is YouTube Vice President Tara Walpert-Levy. Thanks for joining me, Tara.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So tell me, if you know, do you know the average cost for the commercials during the Super Bowl?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. I know it's many millions of dollars, which is why I think you see so many brands really investing substantially in campaigns that extend well beyond the game and across many platforms. And a lot of brands that, frankly, are doing digital-only campaigns but still trying to capitalize on the big game.
Yeah, I mean, some of these commercials are actually story arcs that started days before the Super Bowl, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yes, that's been a pattern for several years now, and we're only seeing it deepen. So we'll see, for example, some campaigns will start literally right after the new year. And we typically see viewership of the Super Bowl ads grow roughly like 2.5 times week over week leading up to the big game. And then we see a spike, typically the day of the game and today, the day after. And then it really sustains at pretty high volumes for usually up to a week before it starts to taper off. And so, again, when you think about making the most of your investment, it's an incredibly smart strategy, whether you're putting out your actual game day ad throughout or, as you've seen, some brands are starting to do, having arcs that include teasers leading up to the big game, the actual ad launch, and then even some folks do follow-ons or riffs following that.
Now, I have to get your opinion on this. What was the most interesting commercial?
Hard to pick most interesting. I mean, I felt really good about the fact that I thought this was one of the stronger sets of commercials we've had in recent years, and so that was exciting. I had a few favorites, but they were more personal and quirky, right? So, you know, I liked the Hyundai Smart Pack ad. I'm from Boston, so I got to keep giving that a whirl. And I also can't park, so that ad resonated with me across the board. I also liked some of the ads that were focused on female empowerment and the first female coach in the Super Bowl. So lots of reasons to like a lot of the campaigns.
My favorite was the Groundhog Day one. That made me laugh so hard.
Oh, you like that one? That was very funny. I know, and timely, too. Well, and it's funny because actually if you look at the most viewed ads yesterday, Jeep and Hyundai were actually number 3 and 4 on the list. And I think that was part of the theme that people were going for comedy. They were looking for a laugh. They wanted something lighter. Those were the kinds of spots that they were going to watch again and again or share. We are in good company.
You know, I was a little disappointed, though, with Planters, Mr. Peanut. Like, days before it was trending on Twitter, and I was like, oh, they're probably going to do, like, a brand new mascot. Like, I wonder what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And then it was... It's Baby Nut now, but it's still Mr. Peanut. Where's his monocle, right? And I was like, oh, I kind of felt cheated.
You did? Oh, that's interesting. I kind of like Baby Nut. But I guess that's the challenge of advertising, is how do you appeal to all of us?
Now, is there any way you can watch this on YouTube where it's like a compilation video? Like, what would I have to search for?
There are compilation videos, but actually, if you want to watch all of the spots, we have so much interest that we have created a hub that you can watch it at youtube.com/adblitz. And you can go see both any of the spots that you missed or any of the spots that you want to rewatch. Or some folks like to just follow along in terms of seeing which ads are most popular. And we do tend to see changes in the pregame, during the game, and postgame. So it's fun to follow along to see who the overall winners are over time.
Now, outside of the commercials, was there anything else trending on YouTube?
Well, we see tons of interest in the game itself. So in general, and this is also specific to the Super Bowl, we are seeing explosive growth in people watching highlights, interviews, replays, follow-ups, riffs on whether they agreed with the coach's call, all sorts of outtakes from the actual event itself, and so we see that here. I think the other things that we saw on Google and YouTube in this particular game, beyond what you'd expect in terms of who's winning, what's the score, you know, searches for the two quarterbacks, etc., we saw a couple of interesting things. One was a question about how many Super Bowls the Chiefs have won in the past, which doesn't usually pop quite so high. And I think that's indicative of the fact that this was the first time that they'd won in 50 years. So people were looking for, had they ever won? You know, they won a lot, et cetera. Other thing I thought was fascinating was one of the other top five questions was, who's performing at the Super Bowl during halftime? And originally I thought, are you not watching? Like, are there a lot of people who are not watching? And I realized with the numbers, it actually had to be a lot of people who are watching. And so it's just a fantastic reminder that no matter how big a brand you are, and I don't think it gets that much bigger than Shakira and J-Lo, frankly, there's just still always opportunities out there with people who don't know you and with whom you can raise awareness and engagement. And I think that's why you see so much excitement about brands wanting to connect with people around this moment.
I'm a little shocked that one of the things that people weren't searching for is, where can I watch Super Bowl 54 live? Because personally, I don't have cable. So if I didn't have Hulu, and you know, I wouldn't have been able to watch this. So a lot of people can't watch sports right now because they don't have cable.
Well, I think a lot of folks, so even though we've seen the TV ratings decline, the streaming numbers, as you point out, are way up. And so I think a lot of the people who don't have cable already have switched to a YouTube TV or a Hulu or whomever. And so they know where they're going. I mean, sports is one of the top two areas we assume most frequently on YouTube TV. But I would guess that that probably was a meaningful search. It's just not big enough to have cracked the top five. And so for lots of things that you or your audience are interested in like that, you can go to google.com/trends and look for searches that might have millions and millions of people, and yet still, just because of the breadth of Google, not be big enough to make our top list.
Well, Tara, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you and the Super Bowl commercials?
Well, thank you for having me. Check out the ads at youtube.com/adblitz and check out the trends at google.com/trends.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapaine.com. That's masonverapaine.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.